Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show is underway. Talk Radio 930 WTAD, brought to you each and every weekday morning by Harvest Ridge Coffee from Refreshment Services Pepsi. My Harvest Ridge this morning has hazelnut creamer in it, and I just love it. I am a Harvest Ridge girl, and I hope you will become a girl or boy of the Harvest Ridge as well. We get it here at the Radio Ranch. You can get it at your office or at your home, or you can pick up a cup when you're out and about at your favorite convenience store. Today, I'm very pleased to have the captains from the Salvation Army here, Rich Forney and Linnea Forney. And what a better time of year to talk about the Salvation Army than at Christmas. Although your work goes on all year round, you get a lot of attention this time of year, which is good.
Correct.
That is good that you get that kind of attention, because you need that good PR and attention in December so that you have enough money to operate 12 months out of the year.
That's right. Need has no season.
Need has no season.
It's all year.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that the Salvation Army does. First and foremost, I've been a bell ringer for many years.
Haven't done
a stint yet this year, but I have been out in the frigid cold. I've been in the blaring heat. It's funny when you get an eastern exposure on a facade and you think, I'm going to freeze to death, when you sign up for that thing, and then that day it's 80 degrees and you're like you're hiding behind a little kettle stand,
right,
you know, hovering for shade. Bell ringers are very critical to the operation. Do you have enough this year? Linnea, I'll start with you.
Well, we could always use more bell ringers. Like days like today, super, super cold day, but I think it's tomorrow, the next day, it's going to get back up into the 40s, almost 50s. So it just depends. But yeah, we always could use more bell ringers, always, you know, volunteer or even paid. But volunteer bell ringers is what we need.
Those unmanned kettles just don't bring in the dollars.
They don't. You can have a kettle side by side at two different doors, and where you have one person ringing, there'll be money in it, and the other one will just have maybe less than a dollar in change.
Yeah. So people give, they like to give their pocket change to the Salvation Army and the Red Kettle. I'll tell you a heartwarming story. This young man is going to be graduating from high school this year, but when he was really young, he wanted Santa to come early and give him money so he could put it in red kettles around town.
That's beautiful.
So I arranged, because I'm very close with Santa Claus, I arranged for Santa Claus to come and have crisp $1 bills. I think there were 100 of them.
Wow.
And he was able to get that money from Santa Claus.
What a blessing.
And then his parents went around and took him to different places, and he was able to put the money in the red kettles.
That is beautiful.
And just that he wanted to do that for other people. His Christmas was from Santa Claus, to give me money so I can give it away to other people. It really incites that season of giving. That's what it's all
that
about.
That joy 100%. Of giving.
Mm-hmm. There is a joy.
It's the same with the when families will take an angel tree tag for a child, and there's something special about going and purchasing that for that child and turning it in, knowing that on Christmas morning that child is going to be able to open that gift and feel a part of the Christmas season as well. It's a double blessing. It's for the recipient as well as for the person who's able to be a blessing to others.
So if we want to ring bells, we can go to registertoring.com, registertoring.com. You don't do it all the days of the week. You do it Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday. A little bit longer hours on Saturday, 9 to 7, but only 11 to 7 on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Never ring on Sunday, of course, and don't do it on Monday and Tuesday. Are you finding that the response to the Red Kettle campaign, are you tracking that so far this year? How's it going? Because it just started. I mean, you're not that far into it.
It's a shorter season this year.
It is. Thanksgiving's late.
Correct. Yeah. And so we know that puts a crunch on us. We love when people sign up over the weekends. We want it to be the most beneficial to the ringer as well, and there's a lot more traffic and engagement on those weekends. And so we encourage people to dress up, have fun with it. You know, we've seen Elvises at kettle sites. We've seen hula dancers. Those were college guys who were dressed as hula dancers. But even so, we knew they were having a great time, and it's for a great cause to help our neighbors in need. So taking a two-hour time frame out of a Christmas, it's for us and our family, it's become a tradition. Right. We would take our kids out for a couple hours so they understand what this is all about in this Christmas season. And it's fun watching families and little ones where parents are bringing their little ones out to ring with them.
Yeah. It's fun. As a ringer, you get to see a lot of little kids, and they're really excited. They like to put that change in there, and then some people put in a 20 or a 50, and you're like, wow, this is just, you know, fantastic. So the Red Kettle campaign for the Salvation Army is integral in our community. I did tell the story earlier on the air this morning, though. One time I was ringing, and it was at a location where I usually don't ring, and some guy came up and said, I'll give you any amount of money to stop ringing that bell.
Yes, we hear that every once in a while. Yeah.
But I had my little I kind of had
you do a little.
You know, I had to do it because you can't just go ding, 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 ding. So I had to, you know, I had to jazz
mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to keep myself from. But it is interesting. You get to see so many delightful people.
Oh, and kids love it.
Kids love it. People are thankful that you're out doing it, and you feel thankful that you can do that for the Salvation Army. So if you can register to ring, go to registertoring.com. You need them in Quincy, Hannibal, Pittsfield. You need them all over.
Mm-hmm.
There's kettles, red kettles all over everywhere.
Yep.
So that is one way that you can help the Salvation Army, and of course you can put money into the Red Kettle. You also have something new that, I don't know if it's new, I think you did it last year. Emerald City Jewelers has Ring for Bling.
Ring for the Bling.
So again,
it's a newer thing, yeah.
We should want to help.
Absolutely.
Just out of the kindness of our heart. However, if we want to be rewarded with some bling from Emerald City Jewelers, those who register to ring and those who stand out for 2 hours and see, I've always got an out. I don't mind being an outdoor kettle. I figure at my, you know, my age, I can endure it. There's going to be a day when I'm going to have a cushy indoor job, but you've got a few of those as well. There's even some people who actually have to sit down to ring, and that's okay. You know, I mean, you meet people wherever they are. But tell us about this Emerald City Jeweler promotion, if you don't mind.
As a matter of fact, I was promoting this last night, and I said, husbands or boyfriends? And then I thought, and I said, no, or just ladies who want to gift themselves.
Mm-hmm.
This Christmas season, thank you, Emerald City Jewelers. They're providing a necklace that's going to be given away for in a drawing based on how many shifts a person rings. Their name will go into that drawing, and it's a way of encouraging people to get out there and be a blessing to others. And I think it's great when we have partners like this who come forward and say, how can we help? What can we do to incentivize the giving, knowing that more of our neighbors in need are going to be helped this Christmas season and throughout the year?
And Emerald City Jewelers, certainly a big part of our community and always very generous with their contributions. So if you need another incentive to register to ring, you put in a two-hour shift and you get registered into the drawing, as we say here, for the beautiful piece of jewelry from Emerald City Jewelers. So just contact the Salvation Army for more information. Dylan Altmix is your contact there at dylan.altmix@usc.salvationarmy.org. Also, coming up, one of the things that, of course, we talk a lot about is what do you do with this money that you raise? At this time of year, we're very conscientious of the Angel Tree program, the Christmas Food Basket program. I think you also are affiliated kind of with Toys for Tots, aren't you? Do you help them distribute, or are they separate from you now?
Separate in Quincy, but in Hannibal, we work together in Hannibal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Toys for Tots is the pipeline for Salvation Army in Hannibal, but Toys for Tots does its own distribution here in Quincy.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. So let's talk about the food baskets. You need people to come and help pack the food baskets.
Yeah.
So if you're ever a bag boy, this would be perfect. Monday, December 9th, 10 o'clock, Gates Air Warehouse, 3200 Wiseman Lane. Basically, you've got a set stuff that goes into the bag.
Right,
yep.
an assembly line.
It's like
an assembly line. You throw in the ham. You throw in the can of green beans. You throw in this. You throw in that. And just like.
And I heard we got some Christmas music going on because it's just a boom, 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 pass it on. So people have a lot of fun and just, you know, just giving out that Christmas cheer because this is what they can give and they can do. So they just pack those boxes and help us pack the boxes.
And how many boxes are you going to pack that day?
I think we're at 1,400. I can't remember
could
this
be more.
Year.
It could be more.
Yeah. Because we go out. It's not just here, Quincy. We do Quincy, Hannibal.
And out in the counties area.
Yeah,
surrounding us.
In the surrounding areas. So
and
we give till they're gone.
The Salvation Army, and you've already taken registrations or applications. That's the word I'm looking for. You've already taken applications, so the families will know, yes, we are going to have a meal on our table.
100%.
And so that is really good. So if somebody wants to volunteer, 10 o'clock, Gates Air Warehouse, probably call ahead before Monday. You can show up, but they'd kind of like to know what they've got going on.
Be nice
if you could do that. The number to call is 217-231-5655. 217-231-5655. And then the Angel Tree gifts and the food baskets and all that will be distributed, and people will have a happy Christmas. But of course, the work of the Salvation Army goes on year-round, so we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk with Lene and Rich Forney about the work of the Salvation Army and how critical it is 12 months out of the year and how many people are impacted by the Salvation Army. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. We are back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. The captains of the Salvation Army here in Quincy and Hannibal are visiting us today, and we really need to talk about the work of the Salvation Army year-round, because if the only thing they did was give people a great Thanksgiving meal and a great box of food for Christmas and some toys for the kids and some things like that, that would be great and that would be wonderful, but they do so much more. And I think that you are on the tip of the spear when it comes to homelessness in our community. Mm-hmm. And I really want to talk a little bit about that, if you don't mind, because homelessness doesn't just happen at Christmas time. Homelessness happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a wonderful shelter
Yes.
that you run here, and you have one in Hannibal, too. It's a little bit different setup down there. But talk a little bit about how people access your services. When you come in contact with people, they are in critical need.
Mm-hmm. Crisis.
I mean, this is a crisis situation. They have
Correct.
No place to go.
We're the last stop. That's how our caseworker, Heidi, she's like, we are their last stop. Normally, they've exhausted other areas and other avenues. They've tried in many different ways, and if they've just weren't able to complete it or do what they were supposed to do or something like that. And so we're their last hope, their last stop.
Mm-hmm. And so many people, you know, they're living in a car because they think, well, it'll get better and I'll get up on a place next month. Or they're couch surfing and the relatives are like, 2 weeks is enough. And now they're on their sixth aunt, you know, mm-hmm. and they're out of a place. So they come to you. And the one thing that, explain to me how you do that with dignity, because I think that's the hallmark of the Salvation Army. People come to you at the hour of really their most desperate and greatest need.
Mm-hmm.
And because you are a religion, because you are a church, you offer something just beside, oh, here's a bed and a pillow and a blanket. You're offering them something more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're blessed and we are honored to be able to serve those coming to us in need and those who are referred to us. Oftentimes it's through a referral. Maybe it's being discharged from the hospital that somebody needs a place to recover. And, you know, we're limited with the beds that we do have and the rooms that we do have, but we see large numbers when it comes to our breadline and our food pantry and people sometimes during the day that are just trying to get out of the cold weather and have a place to sleep because they've been awake all night long because they didn't have a bed that evening. And we need to recognize that these are people. These are our neighbors. These are brothers, sisters, uncles, they're people in our community who do have family connections sometimes. Maybe they've been broken, but they definitely need to be treated with respect and dignity, prayed for, even sometimes referred to where if we don't have the resources to make those referrals, but to do the best that we can to provide them a place where they can rest assured that they're going to have a meal, and that they are safe during that period of time while we figure out what we can do to help them move forward. What's the next pathway of hope for them to get them on their feet?
Yeah, because they can't stay at the shelter for the rest of their lives. You've got to get them up. You can't just give them a hand out. You've got to give them a hand up. You've
mm-hmm.
got to get them out of the situation they're in. Dennis Williams from Bella Ease has a great way of saying it. He said, you know, people are broken. And until you fix their brokenness,
right,
you can't really deal with some of their other issues, because just giving them a meal, just giving them a place to stay is wonderful, and certainly that's what Jesus directs us to do, but he also directs to heal the
right.
wound that caused them to be in sure. this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you can't do that by force feeding them, you know, religion. But you can do it certainly by example. I mean, I think of people think of the Salvation Army as that beacon of hope, that light that is always going to be there in the hour of darkness. How many people do you serve in your shelter every year?
Oh, throughout the year. I know mm-hmm. that with the limited number of beds that we have, there's many that come in and out in various different ways. But right now, currently, I know that we're full, and there's a waiting list. About 20.
I know in Hannibal you use some hotel rooms. How many beds do you have here in Quincy?
Well, again, we do have about 14. 20.
Oh, no, 20.
But they've expanded
we've
it to 20.
Expanded it to 20.
Right.
I'm sorry.
But
yeah,
we do hotel motel. We do that as well mm-hmm. to try to get people in where we can to get them out of the cold, especially when we have a family that comes in. Mm-hmm. You know that when there's little ones involved, it heightens our concern. We're using available hotel, motel. We're using landlords that'll work with us to get funding to get them into a place on their own. And we have caseworkers that are doing follow-up with those families or individuals to try to help get them stabilized as quickly as possible and out of that critical crisis moment.
That homelessness, literally mm-hmm. no place to go, no place to lay your head, because it can disrupt a family. I mean, children can be taken away from parents
yes.
for the simple reason that the parents can't provide a home, which mm-hmm. parents need to be able to provide a home. I'm not saying they shouldn't, you know, you
That's
can't have
Nicole.
Your kids living in the middle of the park on a night like tonight, but
right.
it's a wrenching experience that rips families apart and mm-hmm. may rip siblings away from each other at a time when they're most emotionally critical. So the homeless shelter, the housing that you provide is definitely one of your critical things. What are some other things the Salvation Army does? And maybe the average person doesn't even realize the Salvation Army does.
So our shelter is connected to our family services. And so we have a breadline that we serve, and people can come, and we don't, it's not like you have to show us proof of anything. Just come and maybe ID. I'm not sure what that, if they even do that. It's just you can come and you can get food, breadline. It's a breadline.
We also have a food pantry. We also
food pantry.
Nursing home visitations mm-hmm. to those who are in the nursing homes, and we take them a Christmas and an Easter gift.
Mm-hmm.
We have individuals who go into the prisons to find out if they have a contact or a no contact order with their children, if they have children at home, to be able to send a small gift on behalf of that incarcerated parent to a child who, by no fault of their own, their parent isn't with them over the Christmas season. We have summer camps for kids as well.
Yes, and I know that was one of the... I remember my dad writing out checks for kids to go to summer camp, you
to
know?
To summer camps. And
that's a beautiful
I was
experience.
Like, how come I can't go to summer camp? You're going to camp. You're going to Girl Scout camp. Shut up.
You get to go to camp.
You get to go to camp. This
yeah.
is another camp for other kids, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's so much you do. And yet you are a religion, too. And like I said, I find that fascinating. So how many people, like we have a census at our church. We just, every October, they take a census. How many people belong to our church and how many people come to church services? Ironically, the number of belongers and the members who actually come are different. That's
sure.
probably
sure.
not shocking for anybody who's in ministry.
Right.
But how many people are... Like I say, I'm a member of Blessed Sacrament Church. How many people say I'm a member of the Quincy Salvation Army Church?
Mm-hmm.
Do you keep records on things like that?
Sure.
Sure. And I think people would be surprised. Those numbers aren't as large. We see that every place where we have ministry taking place, whether it's in the shelter, whether it's in our food pantry, whether it's in our caseworker's office, is holy ground and a place of prayer and dedication and a place where we can serve a person in need as Jesus did. And so Sunday mornings, we invite people, we say, if you have a church, please attend faithfully. It's an important part of your support system and your faith and your growth. If you don't have a place to worship, we welcome you to join us on a Sunday. And what we have done here is we've started what we're calling Breakfast Church. So on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m., people can come in for breakfast, sit around the tables in the worship theater, and we have a service with music and hymns and testimonies and pass the microphone. What's God done in your life this week? What can you share that's of encouragement to someone else? How can we pray for you this week? And share from God's word. And then people linger and they talk and they share their stories around the tables about what they're going through and what they're struggling with and what does God's word have to say about that. So that's what we've been doing on Sunday mornings.
Wow.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
Breakfast church.
That sounds almost remarkably like something Christ would do. I'm shocked. Most religions don't. No, I'm being facetious, but you know, we always laugh. Like my husband and I have our pew, and you know, I don't know what we'd do if somebody sat in our pew. We might have a fight right there,
right
out of our pew.
And how often?
So now we just have tables and chairs, so we're, you know, there's
so, you know, just sit down wherever,
just
you
sit
know,
wherever. People yeah, like you know. To sit, you know, in their.
But you're
spot,
right. But it's so much of what. You know, it's so interesting that most of us at least associate ourselves with, say, the vast majority of people say, I'm a Christian,
mm-hmm.
or at least I'm a believer in God. Let's even say I'm a believer in God. I'm Abrahamic. I'm somebody in the Abrahamic line. But how many people actually do the work of God? And that's what the Salvation Army does all the time.
That's right.
You know, just, but I love how
we
you're
try.
Meeting people
Absolutely.
Where they are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because these people are... They're broken and they're lost.
Befriend people.
Looking. Yeah.
Find out their name. How can I pray for you? I mean, that's the best thing is finding out their name and talking to them and remembering everybody has a story. Everybody has struggles and who is willing to listen, you know, and we just are in a position to be able to listen and hear and pray for them. If nothing else, we can pray for them because God can do more than what our resources can.
The other thing I think it's so important is the role modeling of knowing that this is a person who's been through this. They may have been homeless themselves. That mm-hmm. they may have been hungry themselves. And they've turned it around. And now they're willing to come down and say, I understand your struggle. You don't have to be embarrassed to tell people that you didn't know where your next meal was coming from or you were living in your car.
Correct.
These things happen to people.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Things happen to people.
And many people live paycheck to paycheck, and that one paycheck not there, you know, that's how they survive.
Where
and
would
so,
we all be?
Where would we all be?
Mm-hmm. If you need help from the Salvation Army, do not be afraid, ashamed, or shy mm-hmm. in any way to ask. If you can help the Salvation Army, please give what you can at this Christmas time and all year round. There are so many people who are helped throughout Northeast Missouri and West Central Illinois by the work of the Salvation Army. Before I let you go, is there anything else you'd like to add that I wasn't smart enough to ask you?
We just want to thank everybody for yeah. those who are ringing the bells this Christmas season.
It's
You're
fun.
Going to hear stories from people who come up and say, I was helped at one time, and this mm-hmm. is why I give back. And for those who are taking the Angel Tree tags,
yes,
I know that we
you.
Still have about 100 that need to be adopted
oh,
out.
Yeah.
And so they can stop by the Croc Center. There's a big tree out in the foyer. It says Angel Tree on it, and they can choose a child or a senior. We also have seniors who signed up for assistance. Be a blessing to others this Christmas
season.
You know,
like I've never had kids, but I've got a lot of kids in my life, but I've never had my own children and my brother either. And one of the things my brother does love to do is get an Angel Tree tag. And it's like, hey, you know, where else am I going to be able to buy a bicycle? You know, he goes around, he has so much fun buying, you know, for adopting. He adopts like a whole family or whatever, the little kids and everything. And he really enjoys it because mm-hmm. here's this big 60-year-old kid. He doesn't get a chance to play
sure.
with Rock'em Sock'em robots or any of this stuff, you know. So he loves to go out and look and see, you know, what's out there. So if you are childless, or if your grandkids have everything they'll ever need, take one of your grandkids shopping. Because if anybody knows what a 7-year-old boy wants for Christmas,
yes.
it's a 7-year-old boy.
That's right.
So buy something that they would want, and then they can have the beauty of giving it to another kid and making him happy. Thank you so much for being my fill-in guest this morning.
Absolutely, anytime.
Oh,
thank
well,
you.
We'll have to have you back on much more often. It shouldn't always just be Matt Schmidt.
Right.
It can't always be an underling. Every once in a while, I want the top dog well, on the sled
go.
To come in. Merry Christmas
Merry
to two
Christmas.
People who never get to take Christmas off.
That's
I
right.
never thought about that. You're like, you
We
know,
do have a community meal on Christmas Day.
Yes, we
yes.
do.
Well, I'll be sure we'll be talking about it.
Okay.
So just keep sending us the lovely press releases that you guys do. You're very
Love
good
it.
At that. Coming up, we'll hear about what's happening with the Shelbina Knights of Columbus. They got a big farm toy show coming up. But first, we'll head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative. Rex Battery brings you this report. And then we'll talk about the Iowa Brass. We are back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Bill Mackold is here, who is very talented, but his biggest claim to fame is he's my triangle instructor. Now that Dan Sherman has retired from triangle instructing, Bill is my triangle instructor. And so anytime you see me play the triangle, it's Dan Sherman Emeritus and Bill Mackold now, my current triangle
Somebody
instructor.
Somebody has to do it.
Somebody has got to do it for the benefit of our society. The Iowa Brass is coming on December 8th, and we cannot underestimate how great this is a get for the Quincy Civic Music Association. These men and women in the Iowa Brass are world class. And because of a special tie to Quincy, they're coming to do a concert here on December 8th at the Kroc Center. Yep. And so talk a little bit about Iowa Brass and about the typical British brass band tradition, because, boy, nothing says Christmas like this kind of music, does it?
Right. Well, I mean, everybody loves the sound of brass instruments anyways, and they just have a great way of heralding in the holiday season. So a British-style brass band is a very unique collection of brass instruments, usually incorporating several different sizes and styles of trumpets and cornets, as well as trombones, baritones, euphoniums, tubas. It's a really, really interesting variety and mix of brass instruments. We'll also incorporate percussion as well, and so it'll be a great way to bring in the holiday season.
Okay. Now, tickets are still available. Seating is limited. And like I said, this is not just a brass band, but one of the premier brass bands in the United States, the Iowa Brass. And so talk a little bit about the concert. It's at the Kroc Center. Beautiful tone in that sanctuary room. Mm. That's important. You don't bring somebody in to perform and put them in a aluminum siding building, you know.
Right.
You don't put them out in a farm shed.
Right.
So talk a little bit about the time of the concert, how long the concert's going to be, what's on the agenda, that whole thing.
Yeah, the concert will be at 4 p.m. on Sunday, December 8th. Should be, I would say, maybe about an hour and a half long. I know that we're supposed to be out of there by 6 or so, as per the Kroc Center rules.
please
yeah.
Don't ask for 3 curtain calls, okay?
Right, exactly. So, British-style brass bands, there's not a lot of them around anymore. We actually used to have one in Quincy back in the early 90s when I first moved here, and I performed with that group as a percussionist, but it lasted a few years after that. We actually did some touring and went down to St. Louis and did some concerts and things like that, but there's not many of them around anymore, so I would really encourage you to come out and hear the group. They are going to be fantastic.
How much are the tickets?
Tickets, like, for any of our concerts are $25.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's just a great bargain for, you know, world-class entertainment that we provide every concert.
And that's December 8th at 4 p.m.
4 p.m. in the Kroc Center.
Kind of a nice later in the afternoon start time.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully the Bears will have won by then.
Right,
or perhaps
already lost.
That's a good reason to leave the house and not watch the Bears game. Either way, I'm going to win on this one. Well, do you know what's on the repertoire? Because I imagine they'll have some Christmas tunes.
I did look at their program, and it is actually mostly Christmas music and Christmas arrangements or holiday
arrangements. But they'll have a few that aren't.
But, like that, but I'm sure they'll mix in a few other things as well.
Well, yeah, because they probably got something they're famous for, so they got to do that.
Sure,
you know.
Right.
But mostly Christmas, big brass sounds.
Yeah, they've really prepared a holiday
fantastic
program. So.
Oh, that is fantastic. Yeah. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Quincy Civic Music Association. I have said it, and I stand by it. For the amount of money you get for a season ticket, this is the most versatile, most all-encompassing group. If you want a little bit of everything, the Quincy Civic Music Association is it. And you're not done in December. You come right back in January with something.
Yeah, end of January and January 25th, we have Candace Hill, who is a phenomenal steel pan or steel drum performer. She has performed here in Quincy a couple of different times. She was a guest artist with the Quincy Symphony Chorus a few years ago, and that's where I first met her as I played percussion on that concert. And we've kept in touch over the years. I had her in as a guest artist with my percussion camp at QU a couple of summers ago, and now we'll have her and her group. She has a 5-piece group that will perform at the State Street Theater, which will be an absolutely wonderful location for that concert. So it'll be a night of just really fun Caribbean and Latin music, and you don't often get to hear steel pan performers in this area. So
is this like the big round
unique
drum that's kind of
caved in,
and wherever they hit it, that's the tone?
Yeah,
the tone.
There are areas in there with certain pitches, and usually, like, probably the drum she'll be performing on is about 2.5 octaves in range. And it's very versatile. She might even do a couple of classical arrangements of things on it, but it'll be mostly a night of, like I said, Caribbean and Latin music.
And what day is that?
That is Saturday, January 25th.
Okay.
And that'll be
the
at
last
the State
Saturday
Street
of the
Theater.
Month at
yeah.
the State
so
Street
we're really
Theater.
Looking forward to having her and her group in, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, I could tell your enthusiasm for all things music. I think these musicians, they all know each other.
Yeah,
you're also going to be busy yourself Friday night. We just had Jane Paulette on talking about the concert. The symphony has a Christmas extravaganza this year that's got the choruses, the symphony, just fantastic.
Marcy Keller's singing with us,
Marcy
too.
Marcy Keller's singing Hot Santa.
Yes.
Yeah, we talked about that. She's got that
riot.
Sex appeal. You know, Marcy's one of those gals, she's got that sex appeal. It's hard to describe. She's beautiful, but it's not just her it's not just her face. It's she's got sex appeal.
Well, it's also her theater background.
Yeah,
how to sell a piece.
She knows
of music.
How to sell a piece. For coming up Friday night though, Bill Mackold, what's your favorite piece? What are you looking forward to performing?
I really like we have two arrangements that we're doing from the Mannheim Steamroller mm-hmm. group. So we have an arrangement of Silent Night that's an arrangement of a Mannheim group and or a Mannheim song and what's the other one?
It's Deck the Halls.
Yeah, Deck the Halls, and mm-hmm. they're just really cool.
And they're opposite of each other as far as
right.
the tone.
Yeah, and they've got some synthesizer in them and some drum set and you know things like that, and it's just really unique arrangements. Those are probably my two favorite things.
Okay, so get your tickets at the door for that concert Friday night if you would like, and for December 8th, which is this Sunday at 4 p.m., 2 days later. How can we get tickets for that?
Sterhan Jewelers, Neiman's, Neiman's or County Market anymore, but Hy-Vee and also Square Music, or you can go to our website and we have a link on there. You can buy tickets online.
Okay, you can always take your chances at the door.
Yes, and of course at the door. Students are free with your IDs, and it's just, like I said, a great value of entertainment.
Thank you so much, Bill Mackold, and we'll see you at the concert Friday night and on Sunday.
You're very welcome.